So when I'm thinking hustle, it's like...
So if I had to word association, activist hustle.
I think activism is just taking a stand.
People of color, minorities, existing as themselves fully and embracing the hell
out of it. You hustle to get something that, like, is not... on the road.
Is always a light at the end of the tunnel.
When you're a hustler, you just make it happen.
Say action every day.
Hey, listeners of the Activist Hustle, it's Lena. I'm interrupting our off season because we wanted to share something new from the Activist Hustle team. It has been quite a year, especially in the world of activism. And as 2018 is coming to an end, the team and I have been very busy working on season two. We thought, though, before jumping into 2019 and launching season two, we would take a pause and reflect back on this year, personally and also with what's been happening around the world. So we thought we would take this break between seasons to share some of our thinking. You're about to hear from Rachel, our director and producer, talk about her end of the year reflections, both broadly and more specifically in her own life as an activist and a hustler. She'll share her activist resolutions for 2019, so make sure you listen all the way to the end for more resolutions from some very special people.
Hi everyone, happy new year. I am so excited to be closing out our mini series with you today, and I'm even more excited that we are getting closer to launching season two of The Activist Hustle. So today I'm going to be reflecting on my personal year of 2018 and how it relates to a bigger picture of activism in our generation, I guess how I see it anyway. Then I'll share my 2019 resolution for myself and include a call to action for everyone. But don't worry, I think you guys are really going to like it. So to start, 2018 was a huge year of growth for me personally. I was living in Boston at the beginning of the year and completing my AmeriCorps year of service. And then in August, I moved back to my hometown, which led to a lot of personal growth as well. I know not all of us have the same experience just because we're millennials, but in reflection, I really did feel that being young and not having a lot of things tying me down and having the opportunity to go different places and be mobile is really one of the first things that I reflected on, and how this mobility, moving place to place, can affect us and our activism. I went from feeling like an activist most days when I was living in Boston, in my work, what I was doing with AmeriCorps, in my free time, the people I was hanging out with, access to these like-minded people who were leading their own causes, and I was learning a lot from them, and there were so many ways to get involved with things I care about, being in a major city, and of course getting involved with this podcast and doing the interviews for it. It really helped me feel connected to work that I cared about and causes that I cared about. And then moving home, most of these things disappeared. I don't know, does anyone else feel like every time we move, it's like we have to find our activist hustle again? My hometown is small. It's way less conducive to the activism I'm used to. I mean, we don't even have a recycling center where I live. And the jobs that I'm having to do here to save money don't contribute really to any causes I care about other than my bank account. But then I started to think about what I left behind when I left my home state the first time. And this leads me to my second reflection, which I'm calling trending causes. What I mean by this is that we're just so inundated with news, social issues, on and on, every day, lots of content, that we have access to that are, is getting thrown in our faces, and that the top trending causes or social issues, they change so rapidly from day to day. It's really a lot to deal with. And I'm wondering, like, do you remember how many calls to action or like fundraisers you participated in just this year, just because we see it so much and we have access to it on our timelines, listening to daily podcasts or watching the news or talking to people? Did you hear about this? Did you go there? And will you donate to my cause? Or did you see this crazy story or this crazy picture? Like, let's do something for this family or this child. How many news stories did we read? And I know I would think, I need to do something about that. But then the next day would see another news story and think the same thing. And it's like this continuous cycle. For me, sometimes it felt like even just staying informed and up to date is the only thing keeping me afloat, let alone finding the time to contribute toward ending any of our world's problems on top of that. If you've been listening to this mini-series, in the first episode, Lena touched on some causes from this past year in her reflection, like the Parkland shooting, the war in Yemen, family separation. And these are all things that I feel like I really care about, and they're just three things from this past year. And then I started thinking about, well, what about things that I cared about that happened in 2017 or 2016? And I'm not saying that we need to do everything for all of these causes ourselves, and I definitely don't mean to overwhelm anyone. But in my reflection, this is exactly how I was feeling, overwhelmed. So this leads me to my resolution. This year, I resolve to not forget about trending causes I care about. Bringing my reflection and my resolution together, and since I'm back in Michigan, I wanted to look into what has been happening with the Flint water crisis. I don't live far from Flint, but I don't live in Genesee County, so my water was never affected by our state's decision to switch Flint water's source from the Detroit River to the Flint River and causing all of the appalling lead contamination and corrosion that we saw happening back in primarily like 2015, but the residents knew about it in 2014 was when things were starting to really change. And then it took a very long time for all of that to kind of come to the surface level where there was a greater awareness about it. In college, that was kind of when this was happening for me, and I lived even closer to Flint when I was in college, but definitely wasn't affected like the residents there. But I kept up with the news a lot because it felt so close to home, and I was involved in a planning committee. We had a panel of experts coming. That was in 2016, 2017. So it had been going on for a while already. We had them come to educate the students about the crisis, how it happened. We had lawyers come, and it did feel important because even though we weren't at the grassroots level helping with the cause, we were doing what we could at the institution we were at and having lawyers talk to students about students who could potentially be lawyers about how to end things like this. It seemed very important at the time. And we also held a fundraiser component and an honor ceremony for those local grassroots organizations that were doing the work in Flint and had them come to the University of Michigan and celebrate them and were able to award them some money. So it was something that I was involved in. And then I asked myself, why did moving to Boston lead to essentially my forgetting about this as an issue that is still so close to home for me and where people that I know and love live? And I think it does have to do a lot with this endless, continuous reel of issues that we've really had to face these past 2 years. And it's hard for me to say, being 23, I really started to care more about issues these past 2 years, but I think also the state of the nation and the state of the world does really seem to have faced a lot of issues and been declining. So I have read up and re-educated myself on what is currently happening with the Flint water crisis and what groups are doing now. And I need to do further research myself to see what ways I can make a positive contribution this year. But that's really what I'm committing to with my resolution to not forget about the trending causes. My focus is going to be on if there's anything I can do from my place where I am to contribute positively to ending the Flint water crisis and all that comes with coming out of a crisis like that. Especially because I foresee myself moving again. So it's going to be a good resolution to check in with me 6 months later to see if I'm living somewhere that's not Michigan. Am I still committed? That's the goal. And I'm wondering if you guys have any formerly trending causes that you want to revisit. Like things that we talked about in Lena's episode, whatever happened with the students that were working, doing the March for Our Lives and the shooting in Parkland and what activism work, or revisit the things that may not be having a top trending hashtag about a social issue, but are still close to your heart or a cause you care about. And just revisit those and think about how you see yourself within them. I know that there are people who are very committed to each of these causes, and I don't mean to diminish their work at all by calling them trending causes, because I know people have like committed their lives to these. And whoever listening, like, you probably have your own causes that you focus the majority of your energy on, and you're like, I do all of this work in this other field. Like, I might care about these things, but I don't have the energy or the time or the skills to work on these other issues, even though they feel important to me. And I do believe it is better to have a few very committed activists or a few small groups working on their respective causes than having a responsibility diffusion over having everyone caring about all of the problems and just giving a little bit here and there. But when we lean into each other's work, we step out of our silos and into the possibility that we can all support each other's work while having our own focus. And this will help us feel connected not only to each other, but all of the causes we care about. So with this in mind, I don't want this to stress anyone out or overwhelm anyone like I was feeling. And since such a big focus this year on our show was self-care, my call to action for everyone is to take care of yourself. And so I want to leave you with a guided meditation for activists. Something you can listen to throughout 2019. If it speaks to you, to just help you feel focused and centered in your activism and carrying on our theme from 2018 that came up, self-care and taking care of yourself and taking care of other activisms, being there for each other. That is what I'd like to leave you with. If you're not into it, then this is basically the end of the episode for you. You can fast forward about 5 minutes to hear some guest activist resolutions. But if you have a few minutes to relax, reflect, and resolve to take some time for yourself amidst your work and amidst your activism, get comfortable and listen on. Oh, and I think I have to say that in true millennial fashion, in preparation for this, I Googled activist guided meditation. So definitely do that if you like it to get some more options. And I wanted to give credit to Jonathan Layton, who had some videos on this topic that inspired parts of my meditation. Okay, here we go. Settle in. If you're able, close your eyes. Feel your feet grounded beneath you. Take a moment to notice your breath. Feel the gentle rise and fall of your chest. We exist in a world that we did not choose, with much suffering. But every day, you have the power to make the world a kinder and more positive place. Release your judgments and operate out of love and compassion. Do not ignore feelings of frustration or anger. Feel them, recognize them, but do not let them control you. When others' actions cause us anger, focus your actions on the compassion and love you feel toward those who are suffering. You are a source for compassion and a force for change in a less violent and more gentle world. Recognize that you are only one person, while also recognizing that you are a vital thread in the quilt of humanity. Take a moment to imagine a more compassionate world. Imagine a world where everyone is thriving. Imagine a world you'd like to live in. What do you see? What do you hear? And most importantly, what do you feel? Now, imagine yourself within that vision of your ideal, just world. What are you doing? See yourself doing the things that contribute to this vision. It may be something small. Maybe you're recycling. Maybe it's something big. Maybe you're campaigning for a seat of power. Whatever the action is, feel the joy it brings you. And smile. Hold on to this vision. This is the world you are working toward. Be aware that you are human and will continue to make mistakes, even cause suffering unintentionally. And this is simply a part of the human condition. Forgive yourself. Allow yourself to enjoy the world you live in, even if it is not the perfect world you envision. But each day, remember your vision. You are a calm, compassionate force for change. Let your light guide the way for those around you. Do not become overwhelmed by the inequitable suffering in this world. Instead, focus yourself every day and choose one way you will make the world better. One day at a time. Every day I say, for today only, I am free from worry. For today only, I am free from anger. For today only, I am honest in my work. For today only, I am compassionate to myself and to others. This is my meditation mantra. Feel free to use it in your life or create your own to center yourself and proceed with your activism. Thanks, everyone. See you soon.
Thank you so much for joining us in this special interim activist hustle episode. I hope you feel like you know all of us a little bit better now. And keep an eye out for season 2. In the meantime, we'll close with a few bonus resolutions.
This is Desi Hartman coming at you from Boston. I wanted to give a quick shout out to the Activist Hustle for an awesome podcast and to my favorite activista, Rachel Sullivan, who works on this podcast. One of the issues that I care deeply about is the unjustified trauma and suffering that's being experienced by children and families who are escaping violence and migrating really all over the world, but especially from Central America to the United States. From family separation to children dying in detention centers, it's simply unacceptable. And so this year, my activist resolution is to practice my Spanish more, because I realize as an activist, I'm most fueled when I'm able to connect with and hear the stories and work alongside people who are most impacted by issues that I care about. And so I hope that Spanish will help me do that and will help me be a better learner and a better servant and just a better activist on this issue and hopefully more. So 2019, the work continues. Thanks, Activist Hustle. Bye.
Thank you so, so, so much to our listener, Desi Hartman, for sending us her activist resolution and letting us share it with you all. And thank you to you all for listening to our mini series on activist reflections and resolutions. We really hope that it has inspired you in some way to try something new to keep on your activist hustle this year. We'd love to hear it if you want to share anything that you've decided to do. And also want to announce that season 2 of the Activist Hustle podcast is coming to you all on February 6th, so just in a couple of weeks. We hope that you will stay with us for season 2 and keep on learning and growing with us as we interview some more awesome activists that are young and excited and ready to change the world. Talk to you guys soon.